porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes,
success. until nothing was enough, until my middle name was excess. Somehow I lost touch when you went out of sight, when you got lost into the city, got lost into the night. Of help, head into blackout, till someone told me run on in, honey, before somebody blows your goddamn brains out. You shoplifted as a child, I had a model smile, you carried all my hopes until something broke inside. But now
time and in between, the calm inside me, in the space where I can breathe, I believe there is a distance I have wandered to touch upon the years of reaching out and reaching in. Holding out, holding in. I believe this is heaven to no one else but me, and I'll defend it long as silence. If I choose to, would you try to understand? I know this love is passing time, passing through like liquid. I'm drunk in my desire, but I love the way you smile. I love
so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your parted dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. 'Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true.
loving's best. Then leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest.
I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live in a need to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. The way soda cools my temper. It never cools my temper.
Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers. You're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate. And then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. 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 Ever when there's trust to be treated, someone will funk, will hear beats. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma.
Baby, mate, I must be crazy. See, I'm swayzy. You're digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. You must be lazy.
Don't wanna be on top of your list. Monopoly improperly kissed.
Deflowering my baby. I eat my baby, mate. My baby.
Deflowering my baby. I eat my baby, mate.
I must be crazy.
You must be lazy. Karma coma.
What?
Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma.
What?
Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma.
What?
Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma.
What?
Jamaica and Roma.
Por lo que soy y por lo que tengo. Yo tengo. tengo una sola cosa que vale, la tengo en mi corazón, me quema el alma, me duele mi carne y arde mi carne. Es el amor que te cuento, y por perdón. We'll be right back.
is gifted. What it gives only to me, then I can taste desire. Delicious chocolate.
Listening to the Kill Radio Club.
Your mic's off.
Oh. What is it? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Oh, good, good. How are
you?
Oh,
good.
We have James on the line. He's over at the protests happening. Is it in Westwood?
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
Hold on one second, James. Hold on.
Uh-huh, sure.
Are you in the protest? Are you at the protest in Westwood right now?
I'm at the rally right now.
Oh, great, great.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people are there right now?
Everything's pretty much confined between Hollywood and Vine and Hollywood and Argyle.
Oh, okay.
And I would say there are about 5,000 people here.
Wow, great.
Everybody's kind of clustered together. It's kind of thinning out, you know, on the back end, which is east toward Argyle, but everybody is pretty much clustered toward the front, which is the west end, which is facing Vine. Everybody right now is chanting, "No more war, no more war," and there's a huge positive response that's going on at the stage, which is at the west end on Vine Street.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get a hold of somebody here. And I think I've got a representative from Code Pink that I think we can talk to. So
great.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear this over the phone, but there are people who are beating drums. They're chanting "No more war" here.
Mm-hmm. We can sort of hear it sort of in the background. Vaguely. This rally is against the war in Iraq, because today was actually the 20th is the 2-year anniversary, right? Of
that when is correct.
The war started.
Require class struggle.
And there are some people who have unrelated signs. Most of them deal with Iraq. I'm looking at a huge papier-mâché caricature of George W. Bush right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a huge crown on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind of like a Joker's or a jester's hat on. It's got a little skeleton on there. It says eDiablo.com, FOX, and GOP on there in the shape of a cross. And I have got someone here with... oh, man, there's another person who was here at the last rally last year back in March who's got a caricature of George Bush with an inflatable globe in his hand. And there are some people here who are just kind of like here and they're chilling. Mm-hmm. I've seen some people with a couple of signs that have more to do with police brutality.
Oh,
and I'd like to see if I can find them and see if I can talk to them, get some opinion. I have a nice... a young lady here who's got a golden retriever, and he's looking at me, and he seems to be interested. Hi, my name's James Maverick.
Can we get a
Kill
comment
Radio
from the dog?
What brings you here to the march?
We're not marching.
What brings you here to the rally?
Marching for peace, hoping that this war ends very soon.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Hi. What brings you here today?
I want peace. I don't want to stop war.
You see, it's just that simple. It is just that simple. People here want peace. Everybody here is unified. I see a lot of people from different races, different classes. They all want the same thing. And that's, I think, one of the beautiful things about this. It's a huge unifying force. I'm looking at someone who has a sign here stating the wall must fall. Hi, how are you today? I'm doing okay. Hang on just a second here. I'm on Kill Radio. My name's James Maverick. I see...
Hey, how are you?
Hi. You have a sign here saying the wall must fall. It's sponsored by the Anani Clubs of America. Did I pronounce that right?
Correct. Very good. Yeah.
Could you explain to us a little more what this is for?
This wall is the apartheid wall. What it is we're already down to... 20% of what originally was Palestine. Now, with the wall, it's going to divide what's left of Palestine to a little town with a huge wall separating all the Palestinian people in their hometown, and it's going to make them extremely difficult. It's just living in a little prison, but it's a little bit bigger than the, you know, normal prison.
Okay. Now, Israel has made some steps toward giving Palestine a state. Are they acceptable? Would you characterize them as baby steps? If they're not acceptable, what would be acceptable?
What's acceptable is to get out of Palestine. Palestine will be free today, tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Palestine will always be Palestine and will be liberated.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so you see, it's not just a referendum on Bush. It's actually a referendum on oppression, not only here but abroad as well.
Great. When did the rally start?
People were gathering here earlier this morning, and it started around noon.
Okay, so if people wanted to go down there, would they still be able to be like part of the?
It is still in full effect. I have a lot of people here. There are people here who are there are a number of people here who are in masks. Hang on just a second. I'd like to speak with some of these people. Hi, everybody here, you have three people whom I see in masks here, and I was just wondering if this was symbolizing anything, or you're on Kill Radio right now.
Okay, well, we represent a group called the Messiahs. Our website is revolutionfund.com. That's where you can read our manifesto. It seems as though the only place where you can read a manifesto these days is in Europe. It seems as though the youth of today is extremely unorganized. And we want to help to try and get kids together and help forward liberal values and help forward the fact that, alleviate some of the ideas that the government seems to think that they can cut the art funding by an extreme percent this year in California.
And how does your presence here help achieve that?
Well, we've been distributing some literature and also... by talking to people like you and on the street, just raising awareness and just making a presence so that people question and we can have some conversation.
Okay. And what is the ultimate goal that you see there? I have a third person here who doesn't want to talk. What's the name of your group again?
The Messiahs.
I've just spoken with a couple of representatives from the Messiahs. They're here. We've got a whole bunch of people here. Do you have any questions at all there, Candace or Jeremy?
No, I'm, you're doing great.
Oh, okay. I'm also looking at, like I said, I see a number of people there totally with different races, different creeds, different philosophies. I have some people who are representing a free Palestine movement. I have people here with anti-police brutality signs that are detailing the de facto executions of, and I found them right now, so I'm going over there and I'm going to keep going. It's the de facto executions of Margaret Mitchell, the de facto executions of a homeless person's dog a few weeks ago in Skid Row. Mm-hmm. And just about there, I'm just about to ask them why they're here. And they have a sign here that says, break with the Democrats. Party of Racism and War, for a workers' party that fights for socialist reform. This is the Spartacist League, or Spartacus League. How am I pronouncing that? The Spartacist League.
My name's James Maverick. I'm with Kill Radio.
Okay.
So what brings you here? Opposed to...
I have someone who doesn't want to talk. Did you want to speak on the radio? I see that you have a Mumia Abu Jamal button.
We're just here at the anti-war demo to split it along class lines, and we're not at all pacifist, but we are anti-war. We're the most anti-war.
Okay. And this is the Spartacist League. Do you guys have a website? You're socialist.
Our website is www.icl-fi.org.
Okay, thank you very much. So, again, I keep telling you, there are people who are here with different philosophies, different classes. They're here for even different reasons, but I believe the underlying theme is that they oppose oppression in any form, and I think that's fantastic.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's, are you guys, so you, everyone's meeting out near, like, Vine and Hollywood? Did you say?
Yes, we're on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Okay.
And most people, there's going to be a whole bunch of traffic. There's going to be a whole bunch of chaos if you choose to drive here. Mm-hmm. I think the best way to get here would be to park along Hollywood and Western or near the Hollywood Highland metro station and just take the train right here. When I got off of the train, there were a huge number of people that just got off and wanted to be a part of this.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, did you want to check in later? Are there going to be speakers later? Like, is there a meeting point? And then there's, I know in previous demos that at the stopping
absolutely.
Point,
I'm going to check back with you later. There's someone that, from Code Pink that I wanted to touch base with.
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
Okay, Code and Pink I can't seem to find her right now, but as soon as I find her, I will give you a call back.
Awesome. Thank you so much, James.
My pleasure.
Alrighty, well, keep on keeping on.
You too.
Thanks.
Harambe. All right.
And talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was James Maverick, another regular here at Kill Radio. And now back to the regularly scheduled program. After this dial tone.
to do this job, anything. But as the wind changed direction and the tempo band took fire, the crowd caught a wind. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another report from a protest going on. Where is that again, Ken? Hollywood and Vine. There's an anti-war protest going on, and here's our man in the field, James Maverick. James, can you hear us?
James?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, I just got actor and producer Felton Carey, just spoke with him. He's been RoboCop as well as RoboCop 2. He's interested in the Independent Media Center. So he gave me a start. He's going to get in touch. So that's one good thing. One thing that I've noticed also is that there are a number of people who have camcorders and they're recording. And, sir, I was wondering if I could ask you about why you're recording this. I mean, you have a camcorder, but you can watch this on the news. So why record it personally?
Well, there is. I don't think so. You cannot rely on especially Fox, Channel Fox. Now, that's why I'm recording this for my family, friends, and students.
So you want to get an accurate view of history, basically, is what you're saying.
Tell them the truth.
Okay. That's what he's saying. He says, so show them the truth. That's what they need. I think that's why everybody who has who are here with cameras, with camcorders, I see a number of people who are here talking on their cell phones while they're here. I think that's pretty much the central tenet of why they're recording this event, because they don't trust what the media is putting out there.
Are any of these people going to be making their videotapes available, either on the Internet or by other means?
I will ask that. I will see if that's something that can be made available. Hang on just a second, because he's right behind me. I'm going to ask him real quick. Is this something that you're going to upload onto the Internet?
No, this is for personal use.
Okay. Yep, it's for, some people have it for personal use, just so that they can have that chronicle of this time.
And who knows, one day those tapes might come in useful in some other ways. So what's the general mood out there? And by the way, is the weather holding up?
General mood is really nice. It's positive. It's upbeat. I think everybody is pretty much glad to be walking right now rather than being clustered in one spot. So it's definitely helping the mood. I'm looking at a whole bunch of signs. I think one of my favorite signs that's been held up right now is Frodo fails, Bush has the ring.
That's classic. Anything else you'd like to report from on the field today?
No, not yet. The weather is holding up very well. It's a very light drizzle, but it's not really... people really don't care what the weather's like.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
But maybe some good news for you. Over here, it's completely stopped raining, so maybe you'll catch our good luck here pretty soon.
What was that?
It's completely stopped raining where we are.
Okay, so it'll probably stop raining here in a couple of minutes, too.
With a little luck.
Yeah.
Where is your march headed towards?
We're headed east. I believe we're going to rally again at Hollywood and Highland. Another thing that I wanted to point out is that the police presence is significant. However, it's somehow unobtrusive. There are a number of uniformed officers that I see on bicycles, and they're accompanying the marchers on the sidewalk. The Sheriff's Department also has a very small presence. I saw some of them in the metro station as I was arriving, and I saw a couple of uniformed sheriff's deputies here as well. I think the police presence will probably increase once we get eastward to our destination at Hollywood and Highland.
And what's plans for Hollywood and Highland? Do you have speakers or musical acts, or what's going on?
That's a good question. I believe there are going to be more speakers. There are going to be more people singing. There was one woman who led the crowd in a version of Sympathy for the Devil. She's wearing a black beret and a red outfit. She looked very Che Guevara.
The general attitude of protesters is always so strange to me. But I suppose it's a symptom of the postmodern world. So sometimes the protests are difficult to understand for the people outside of their group. Lydia wants to know if you managed to find the nice ladies from Code Pink.
It's getting kind of loud here. Can you repeat that?
Lydia wants to know if you've managed to come across the women of Code Pink.
No, but I'm still looking. One person that I'm interested in particular
is Tyne Daly, who's always been a very vocal supporter of the peace movement. So I'm going to see if I can get her on, if I can find her.
Well, we wish you luck.
Okay, thanks.
Give us a call back when you have more to report.
I sure will.
All right, thanks, James.
Thanks, Jeremy.
No problem.
To the Kill Radio Clone Hour. That was the Buena Vista Social Club. Before that was some Electronic Clash XTC, Bjork, Ruby, Federico Albele, Massive Attack, Chibomato, U2, The Pixies, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Sarah McLachlan, PJ Harvey, Astra Gilberto, and start off that set with some Innocent Mission. James, our intrepid reporter, from this is out in the street today, reporting on the anti-war rally and demonstration happening over at Hollywood and Vine. He said there's plenty of people over there still, so if you want to go over, he suggests taking public transportation because parking's kind of a mess over there right now. Coming up next is Apollo Loco spinning some of his loco beats. Unfortunately, our guest had an unexpected work shift that he had to cover, so he couldn't come in today, so I'm really sorry. But hopefully Apollo's fine musical styling will suffice.
I wanna die.